Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Be a part of Going In Raw today at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Starting at $1 a month, you can enjoy Going In Raw ad-free, gain access to the daily 30-minute Going In Raw post-show, exclusive merchandise, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
Hey, friend, Steve here.
And Larson, there was no graphic to begin the show. It took me by surprise.
When TLC 2019... 18 is on the horizon, Larson.
We got 12 matches predict. We got to get to it.
We don't have time for these long-ass intros. I'll be cutting them down in the new year, but right now they're way too long.
It's too much.
And talk about too much. Way too many matches on this card.
All right, let's do our first prop bet right here. How many matches on the pre-show?
I'll give it three. I'll say that we're three. You're gonna go with two, the standard two. These days it's been close. It's been one, hasn't it?
Yeah,
hasn't been two.
But I will go with two.
All right, fair enough.
First prop bet.
There,
as they come to us to spit them out.
All right, fine. Well, good enough. Fabulous Truth. Well, this one's definitely going on the kickoff show. Fabulous Truth versus Mahalisha, which is probably my favorite name out of the mixed match challenge.
Yeah, the finals winners get the number 30 spot in the respective Royal Rumbles at Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
It's Fabulous Truth. They're totally going over.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Conference points to 9. Imagine them, again, their respective Rumbles coming out at 30. Everything comes to a halt for a...
dance break.
Correct.
Yeah.
Exactly what will happen.
I have hold on, let me get to my thing. I have Fabulous Truth with 10 confidence.
Wow.
Lots of confidence in that.
Wow.
Can't, dude, they're... So here's the thing. R-Truth is on par with Jinder in terms of his status, which is stunning for Jinder Mahal, given that he's a former WWE champion.
Well, R-Truth is a highly...
He's a highly decorated
wrestler in his own right, yes.
But... a year ago, Jinder was champion, or a little bit more than a year ago.
A little
ago.
Bit more, about a year and a half ago.
So you take that. It was right before Survivor Series, so it was just like about a year ago.
Yeah.
Carmella's a bigger star than Alicia Fox.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to come out last. R-Truth will come out last. That's not going to matter because Seth is going to win.
Let me ask you this. Does declaring the 30 spot in advance take a little bit of the drama out of the end of the Rumble? Because, you know, like when it gets down towards the higher numbers, the 28, 29, 30... you're anticipating maybe something pretty, you know, like a surprise return, something like that. I guess still do it at 29, but it's just that last spot. There's always that anticipation. Who's going to fill that last spot? Who's going to fill that last spot?
Yeah. Yeah, but it also takes out the disappointment of every time it's a letdown. Because you know why? This might be one of the smartest things I do. Everybody's going to be thinking, ooh, the Elite, oh, Cody, Kenny, something like that. At number 30, some big surprise. Now that takes that out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, man.
Then they can show up at like 5.
There you go.
It's like AJ Styles did. He was somewhere around 5.
Dream match for Kenny Omega when he comes to WWE this year. What's it going to be? 2018, Kenny Omega.
Well, 2019.
Yeah. R-Truth, number one. Anyways, continue on. Next, we have so many of these matches.
We have so many matches.
Dicking around.
Next, tables match.
Yeah.
This will be on the pre-show. I think they announced this is on the pre-show. Thought already. Okay. Anyways, Natalya taking on Ruby Riott. Of course, Ruby Riott has that table with Natalya's dad's picture on it.
My only reservation about this is I think they want to do more with Ruby Riott, but this isn't the place that's going to happen.
No, you don't bring
a dead superstar into the equation if the face isn't going to go over, man.
Yeah, Natalia's totally going over.
I have seven.
Same.
We hang out way too much. We should not be on the same page. We have like 12 of these things.
We're only two matches in. There's 10 more to go. I'm sure we'll deviate at some point. I have no idea what other picks you have. It'd be funny if we were in complete agreement. Everything comes down to a prompt.
That's not going to be funny. It's not going to be funny. It's annoying.
No, Natalia, she's been on the losing end of a lot of stuff. She had her dad's glasses broken. She's gotten beat up.
She reeks of desperation.
Put through the table.
Yeah.
Insulted by Ruby Riott. Yeah. She needs to win this.
She's a very pathetic figure. She needs a win. Wow. It's a pity win. She needs a win. Ruby Riott should win this. To be honest with you, if this was a dude's match, if this is like Randy Orton doing this to somebody, Randy Orton?
Yeah, Randy would go over.
He would totally go
over. Totally. They haven't established Ruby Riott is that type of character yet.
I wish they would, but they haven't.
No. Next, a ladder match, but instead of a title or a briefcase or a contract above the ring, it'll be a guitar.
A guitar.
Elias versus Bob Lashley.
Let me ask you something. How long is it going to be before Jeff Jarrett gets involved in one of these things?
Oh, God.
He did like an interview thing with Mike Rome.
Yeah, I know. He was backstage at SmackDown.
He's going to produce this match, probably.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you. And if he produces it, he's going to be in it.
Oh, dear.
So this is probably going to turn into a triple threat match, Jeff Jarrett.
Well, then I got to pick Jeff Jarrett to go over.
Right? That's what I have.
Wait, Vince Russo's not booking, so no, not Jeff Jarrett.
Never mind.
No, Elias is going over.
I have Elias, but I only have four confidence points
I have six.
Okay, in the ballpark. Because still, Elias getting a big face push right now. The math would seem to indicate because Leo Rush got that sneaky win on.
And then Lashley hit Elias with guitar on Raw, the go home show.
This is he's going to get his comeuppance.
And like Lashley could take a loss if it's due to a guitar breaking over his back.
Lashley's already he skipped the part where they push him hard.
Yeah,
went from debut. Oh, they're going to push this guy to start. They gave him a manager, and he's not getting pushed. So, yeah, Elias, I think they really like Elias.
Yeah. Next, Drew McIntyre versus Finn Balor. Of course, Finn Balor has been reports that he was ill, was sent home from the South American tour to recuperate.
Yeah.
So who knows if he'll make this match. I'm guessing yes. That's why they kept him off TV, so he can go and rest.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, Drew's the best. Yeah, I like Finn Balor, but Drew's the man. Drew goes over, comes with 0.8.
I also have Drew McIntyre. This is obvious and plain as day. You could say, well, maybe Dolph again. No. Drew took his one loss of, his push. That's going to be it. He's probably not going to lose again until he fights Seth for the Universal title. Something like that. Yeah. Drew's definitely going
Drew's
over.
Drew's totally going over.
We're totally still in the ballpark here, too.
I know.
We need to roughly. Start. Might separate here.
Yeah, we could. This is kind of a toss-up. Randall Orton versus Rey Mysterio in a chairs match.
Yeah. Not a lot of confidence points
for me. If you're going to believe the math, on SmackDown this past Tuesday, Rey Mysterio had the upper hand.
Yeah, but still it's Rey Mysterio. And I think so. What is there like a stipulation in this match? Chairs match. I don't think Orton's going to take that mascaris from, because he already did that once.
He's done it twice.
And, Ray was in a neck brace last week. I think that kind of offsets the mask. I'm still thinking that Ray's hot, and Orton, for the most part, has had the upper hand, even though I know the go-home wasn't. I have Ray with 5 confidence points.
I have Randall Orton with 5 confidence points.
It's that much of a toss-up.
He really has, and yet we're somewhat confident about the outcome. With 5 confidence points each.
Exactly.
It's mostly the math. Also, again, with the chair stipulation, I mean, Ray can get bashed over the back with a chair and RKO'd in one.
Oh, protected loss, yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to look as bad as a standard match loss.
This could be the one match that, that dictates this predictions. So we're going to go back to the Survivor Series predictions. We tied completely on those. Whoever loses this has to write.
I have a piano in my house. I can write quite a ditty for
See,
you.
See, there you go. Has to write a song and perform that song via
Have
it available as an MP3.
Mm-hmm. Download iTunes for everybody.
Saying how great the other person
is. Yes, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
What instruments will accompany your performance? Oh, you can do GarageBand?
Whatever's on here. They have all instruments on here.
All right.
I don't have,
play spoons or something.
Brie Larson.
There you go. See?
No.
It works. Get some spoons.
I'm like Pink Floyd, man. I just use
that. Everything today.
I just use that, the electric stuff. Cedric Alexander versus Buddy Murphy. Cedric's getting that title back.
Yeah, I think he is.
I don't have a lot of confidence in this just
either.
Simply because it is a title change, and I never have confidence in that. I have three. Jesus, are you serious?
Yeah.
We both have three confidence points on Cedric Alexander. We didn't commiserate before this. We always make sure not to do that.
Yeah, we do our picks in secret.
Yeah. Well,
no, I mean they're doing kind of a short-term story with Cedric where he lost the belt to Buddy Murphy. Drake Maverick deemed him unable or unfit to have his rematch. Now that he's pinned Buddy Murphy in a tag match, Drake Maverick says, "Now you are fit for your rematch." It seems Cedric's going to win him versus Mustafa Ali at WrestleMania again. Ali wins the title then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the story they're setting up, I kind of feel like it is. Definitely the story I want to see.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So we're recording this on Wednesday. This is going up the first thing Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm.
205 Live will have been in the books. I didn't look at the spoilers for 205 Live. I'm assuming Cedric wins, and then Buddy Murphy comes out to make sure the math is correct. He beats up Cedric Alexander to soften him up for TLC, which is going to be where the math comes into play.
Yes.
But, yeah, Cedric probably win. But, yeah, not a lot of confidence points.
No, not a lot. Next, triple threat match for the SmackDown Tag Team titles. T-Bar, the champions, taking on the Usos and the New Day.
We might split here. This is what I got. The Usos with two confidence points.
Oh, we only split on the confidence points. Usos with four.
Ah, okay. So within still a very close amount.
Yeah. After their performance last night at the rap battle, I feel like I have to give the edge to the Usos here.
So here's the thing. It was kind of a wash, though, wasn't it? It was kind of a wash, the performance. The
rap battle?
Wasn't it?
I mean, the Usos, their material wasn't as strong as their rap battle against the New Day.
Well, it never will be.
But it was still pretty solid. A bit about Cesaro and the turnbuckle. That was great.
Yeah, that was really good. That was really good. But in terms of like the it just ended in a big brawl. Nobody
also
really
the other one ended,
tall.
Too.
Other one what?
The other rap battle ended in a brawl.
Oh, yeah, but we weren't talking about... I'm talking about who's standing tall. I thought that's what you meant.
Oh, the heel stood tall at the end.
Yeah, okay.
T-Bar did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. There you go. There's your math. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Usos go over.
Yeah, absolutely.
New tag champions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They really need to introduce another really quality tag team to SmackDown.
Well, there are plenty there.
No. I mean one more to mix things up.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying there's quality tag teams already there. They're just not using.
Oh, the club.
Sanity.
And Sanity. They need to use them.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Okay.
They don't need to bring anybody else in. They have the talent there.
Bring the revival in. Trade the revival for the colognes.
All right.
Okay. Next up. Oh, yeah. We're not going to split on this one.
No.
Oh.
Confidence points. Ronda Rousey going over Nia Jax.
Ronda Rousey versus Nia Jax. The Raw Women's Championship. I've got all 12 points.
Same.
On Ronda Rousey.
Same. Ronda's totally going over.
There is no
totally.
Chance. No chance.
Totally.
That way. Similarly.
Daniel Bryan's totally beating AJ Styles. 11.
I have 11 also.
Wow.
It's too much, man. We're just doing this too much.
It's too much.
It is too much.
As you said in the SmackDown recap, this feels a bit like a formality.
Yep.
AJ will move on to something else heading into WrestleMania season. Daniel Bryan will retain the title. I'm still holding out hope that we're going to see Cena versus Daniel Bryan at Mania. I think that'd be great.
Oh, I think I'd love that. That would be so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then the build would be good. Ratings up.
So much about their characters that seem so perfectly suited for a really good feud headed into Mania.
I know, even before the heel turn.
But especially now with the heel turn.
Now, especially with heel turn.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine, like, Daniel Bryan would never be phased by one of John Cena's promos.
Nope.
That's what would make
Daniel
this great.
Bryan would never have... Cry face.
Yeah, never. And they love working with each other.
Mm-hmm.
They probably get along famously.
I would imagine, yes.
Yeah, man. I love it.
That'd be great.
Next up, this is kind of tricky. Seth Rollins versus Dean Ambrose. Seth Rollins is about to head after that Universal Championship, and I'm pretty sure he's going to leave that IC title in the dust. I've got Dean going over and capturing the title with 8 confidence points.
I, too, have Dean going over 10 confidence points.
Okay. Is this all going to come down? I mean, there's a couple.
Last two matches. I don't know. Like, one particularly, I don't know how they're going to book themselves out of this situation. There's a lot of ways it could go.
So,
we both think Dean's going to capture the Intercontinental title. They're going to have this feud briefly. Seth's going to move on to the Universal title scene, probably hit into Mania, win it from Brock, and then Dean will re-enter the picture at that point, they'll feud again for the Universal title.
Yeah.
After Mania.
Yeah.
That seems to be the math story that makes sense.
I can see that. Next up, Baron Corbin versus Braun Strowman.
Don't know if Braun's been cleared to compete, and if so, to what extent, whether he'll show up, hit Baron with the power slam, match over. We don't know.
I don't know, but I think Baron Corbin is going to somehow find a way to be considered the winner of this and therefore be declared the permanent general manager of Raw. Just because he's been the
he's
been the A story, and this story ends if he doesn't get that.
I mean, that's a good thing though, because this story has been to the detriment of Raw as a whole. Him as A story.
You think Vince thinks that though?
Well, I mean, it depends. If Vince wrote Seth promo,
Baron. Oh, yeah, Baron loses
somehow.
Wow.
Whether it's Heath Slater costing him the match, whether it's Kurt Angle coming back to fill Braun's spot. I just feel like somehow, some way.
Here's the thing.
What?
We've had 1 week of Heath Slater's life being made miserable.
Yeah.
We're going to have 15 weeks of that.
Or no more.
We're going to have. You know how they do this. It'd be great.
Vince is going to see this week's ratings and be like, all right, well, send Baron back to NXT. This isn't working.
Wow. After seeing last week's ratings, he would have done that. He would have done that already this week. Baron is going to be pretty, it's going to be something lame too.
I know.
It's going to be so, like, we're going to expect somebody to come out and help or and
no, it's probably going to be Baron. It's going to be Heath in the ring, and Baron's going to be down there, and Baron's like, Braun's not showing up. Heath, count him out.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I don't want to do that. And he's going to make him do it, bully him. It's probably all going to be about getting heat on Baron, and no one's going to care.
Okay, no, you had that partially right. What's going to happen is he's going to have Heath count. As when Heath gets to 9, he's about to hit 10. Braun's music hits. Braun comes out. They still find a way to have Baron win somehow. I don't know how. It's going to be because of Heath Slater, but they're going to do that. They're going to give us a glimmer of hope, but Baron's still going to come out on top. I think that's how it's going to be. Also, Baron lost this past week on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Did not stand tall.
Yeah, but
that's main event math.
It doesn't matter. It also wasn't against his opponent at the pay-per-view. It was against
Seth.
That's true. So that's kind of immaterial.
But he is going to.
I don't know. As 9 confidence points.
Look, I hope not.
9 confidence points.
See, this would be the perfect situation for John Cena to have been in against Baron. If this was a Baron versus John Cena,
completely humiliated him.
He definitely would have lost.
Oh, yeah.
Braun doesn't have that kind of stroke, and Vince loves Baron
for some reason.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Baron says. So who knows if that's true?
Oh, I believe him. I believe him.
I don't know, man.
So that's going to be it. This is a huge
difference here. Yeah.
Baron wins versus Baron loses. All my confidence, a lot of confidence points versus
that's a
one
lot
confidence,
of confidence
point. Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm confident in this one. Oh yeah, big
all
time.
Right. That's going to dictate everything.
I'm going to get that song started tonight.
No, I'm going to have to get that song.
Larson is the best one of the two of us. .com. Next up,
main event, which should be the main event.
Hopefully the main event.
Becky Lynch versus Asuka versus Charlotte. Triple threat TLC match for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea how this is going to go down.
Neither do I.
I have a single confidence point in Asuka.
I have two on Asuka.
Because I really, really, really want to see it. I really, really, really don't really think it's going to happen. Or I'm sort of, you know, sketchy on it. I just don't know.
Yeah, same here. I can see any three of these women winning this match.
The fact that she was seemingly a late addition makes me think that it was never in the plans for her to win. But also Vince could be like, oh, no, this is the perfect way out of the Charlotte Becky situation.
It could be. That's definitely true.
Yeah. So all that is a possibility.
Like I said on their SmackDown recap, if they decide, okay, well, let's do this. Let's do Becky Ronda over on for Mania for the Raw Women's title. Then Becky's got to drop that SmackDown Women's title, win the Rumble, declare she wants to face Ronda, and then you can revisit, which they started to last night. It was a great match. Asuka and Charlotte do that again at Mania. Regardless who's champion, Asuka picks up the win over Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Two awesome, awesome, awesome women's matches at the top of the card of WrestleMania. I think that'd be great.
Me too. I think that'd be fantastic. But anyway, we'll find out on Sunday. We will be live streaming our reactions. Join us right here at youtube.com/StephenLarson. And then immediately after, we'll be doing our recap.
Prop bet.
Okay, prop bet.
Braun. Will Braun be there?
Hmm. I don't know how to get out of Braun being there and Baron still winning. So I'm going to say this. I'm going to say Braun is cleared, but he does not show up.
All right.
He's not there.
So you say no.
I say no.
No. I'm going to say sure. Why not?
Sure. Why not?
Yes.
Yes. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Any other prop bets?
Not that I can think of. How about you?
How many tables are going to be broken?
Oh, gosh.
We've got one table. We got a table match.
Three TLC matches?
Three? Wow.
No, sorry. One table match, two TLC matches.
In a table match, only one table has to be broken, right?
Yeah.
And it's the Night Art. It's the Jim Night Art one. So
five.
At least one. And then we've got AJ, Daniel, Bryan.
Not a TLC match.
That's not a TLC match?
The only TLC match.
Seth Dean?
No. The only TLC matches are Baron and Braun, and then the main event, the women's triple threat match. Those are the only TLC matches.
So one for sure.
So yeah, one for...
You're saying there's going to be like four in that main event, the women's main event?
Braun might power slam Baron through one.
That's a possibility.
So either four or five.
I'm going to go with... I'm going to say four.
I guess I have to go five. That was my early declaration, so I'll stick by it.
Because I have to stick by... No Braun means no table for Baron. And then one table for each of the SmackDown women superstars fighting for that title. Mm. And then, of course, Natalia. Mm-hmm. I mean, Ruby Riott's going to go through the Neidhart table.
Now let me ask this. Do announced tables count as tables? Or do we need folding tables?
Oh, no. Strictly folding Agreed. Tables. It's Agreed. For the T and the TLC.
Agreed.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
All right, that's it.
That's it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let us know what you guys think in the comments below. Till next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Be a part of Going In Raw today at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Starting at $1 a month, you can enjoy Going In Raw ad-free, gain access to the daily 30-minute Going In Raw post-show, exclusive merchandise, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.